And now, back to the Grillin' Guys Show.
With the Grillin' Guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mittful. Shooting sauce on ribs is what men do. We like meat, and no tofu. With me and Chop, it never gets dull. A grill's so big, it's like a ship's hull. Grillin' Guys, I'll tell
no. Welcome back. You listen to the Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. Jethro FM, country with a twist, all over this great southwest part of Michigan, and I think we're on in Lansing, if they still love us over there, and then in Big Rapids as well. So we've got the southwest part of the state covered, covered like a blanket we are. But anyway, we're going to talk a little bit about burgers, but before we get into the types of burgers, why don't we talk about some essential preparation that you need to do? Because there's some tips with regard to burger. Don't over-massage your meat. Is generally something easy. That's always good. You don't want to, I oftentimes mix seasoning in rather than on a burger. When I pull it out, I'll put it in a glass bowl and throw, you know, if you want to do...
French onion soup mix.
Well, that'll work. Or any kind of like that Montreal steak seasoning. A lot of people have a jar of that in their pantry. It's just kind of like a, you know, it's got garlic and salt and pepper and some other herbs
okay,
in it.
Okay, so... So a lot of people do like French onion soup.
Right.
And what
like the dry Lipton mix, yeah. Right? Yeah. And bless
excuse
you.
Me.
Yeah, that's all right.
Makes me sneeze just thinking of that nasty stuff.
Right.
So we have a friend that brags about that recipe like, you know, it's some NASA secret or something.
Right.
Well, the insult to injury is they mix the ever-loving you-know-what out of it.
Right.
So you've got these... sneeze burgers. Excuse me. Sorry, I don't have a sneeze button.
Boy, that sounds good.
Yeah. So,
high-tech radio here.
Yeah.
But you watch, you heard that because Conrad wants that in there. If it wasn't there, he would eliminate it. He is that producer.
Editing. Yeah.
So, no beep button.
Right.
You can tell they massage the heck out of it.
Right.
And then they're all sitting around because I'm the grilling guy. You know, they're feeding me and they're just dying to hear me say, oh my gosh, this is like the greatest burger ever. And so, and my wife doesn't help me. Bob, what do you think?
Yeah, right. Oh, like, she's doing it. Yeah.
And so you got to lie.
Right. Right. Well, yeah. And so talk about when they over massage it. What happens?
Yeah, it gets tough.
Right.
It creates, it's just like bread dough. My mother taught my wife how to make bread like 40 years ago.
Right.
And she became like a scientist. My mom would do handfuls of this and handfuls of that. My wife's a court reporter, so she got her steno machine out, and she's taking down notes, and she's stopping, measuring. And so we have it in computerized format.
Sure.
But now my wife does it from memory.
Well, sure. Yeah, you've done it. 6,000 times like she has.
Right.
You kind of got it figured out. But
the meat's the same way, though. If you take that bread dough and you overknead it, you're going to have a tough, hard bread. If you put too much yeast in a pizza dough, you're going to have hard pizza crust.
Right.
These little things you do to the foods that you're prepping, vegetables can be the same way, too. You know, do you put your salt on your meat too fast?
Right.
You want to, I personally like to put my salt on my burger as I'm right when I'm putting it on the grill.
Right.
Because we've done those salt tests before on steaks. I have at least. And I came to the realization that the very best way to do it is right when I grill it.
Right.
Because if you put it on an hour before and then rinse off the slime and all that stuff, I don't know. It wasn't the same chuck flavor. There was so much penetration of the saltiness that I think it kind of overrides. And you know, we love ribeyes in our house like you do, and that's a chuck flavor in that steak.
Right. Yep.
And most of my ground meat has that very same flavor in it. These cows I get every year are just wonderful. And I don't want to molest that too much. I'm going to, the fourth segment, I'm going to do everything I told you not to.
Yeah.
But it's a really great recipe, and it blew my mind. So however they put it together, I'm going to give you all
the ingredients. So again, if I pull out a couple pounds of burger and I put it in a glass bowl and I cover it with a little bit of the again, that Montreal steak, it's kind of a, it's got a coarse salt, cracked pepper, garlic, a couple other things in it. It's an easy one to sprinkle.
You can't beat McCormick's.
Right. It's an easy one to sprinkle on there. But to your point, I do it, I turn it over a couple times, mix that stuff in, then I'm making patties, right? And they're going to go to the grill in less than 5 minutes from the time that I put that seasoning on there. I'm not doing that and throwing those back in the refrigerator for 3 hours. It doesn't need it.
Why would you?
And two, why would you, right?
Unless you're making them the night before and you have to keep them cool.
But then I probably would season them on top when I'm going to put them on the grill. I don't want all that salt in that meat draining the juice out of the meat. It seems to absorb it a little bit or cut it loose and let it drain.
It doesn't take long at all.
Right. So that's why I'm going to keep the salt off, right? I'm with you, just like you said.
But you said put Montreal, that has a lot of salt in it.
It does, but where I'm going is it's the timing, is that it's not going to be on the meat 5 minutes before it goes on the grill.
Okay.
I'm not going to mix it up, throw it in the fridge, and then make patties the next day.
I see.
I don't want it there, right? So
my old buddy Rob Russell.
Right.
I used to complain about McCormick's, and he said, you know, if it weren't for the McCormick family, we wouldn't have the spices around the world we have now. They went around the world and set up spice mills in every continent.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, oh, my gosh, I'm learning again. This is amazing.
Yep.
That I never thought of it. And now I never diss McCormick anymore. I used to think, oh, come on. There's a reason that Montreal steak seasoning is the number one steak seasoning in the world.
Mm-hmm.
It's because it's really good.
Right.
It's got things like dill and thyme and, you know, things you wouldn't maybe necessarily think to put on a burger.
Exactly right. So we've got it prepped there. You know, I got a griddle. Bob makes fun of me with my Blackstone griddle, but it's a fun tool for the right things. But a lot of people make these smash burgers. They're thin and you cook them hot and they get like a little crust on the outside.
So how do you do that?
How do I do what?
Smash burger.
Same thing, but don't patty it out.
Did you
it
buy
in a ball.
The press?
What?
Did you buy the press?
I just use the spatula.
Use your palm, don't you?
Well,
you brute.
A palm. Well, no, because I put them on like a tennis ball size and shaped round like that. You put it on the griddle, and then you take. I got two spatulas that are 6 inches long, 3 inches wide, the metal ones, right?
Yep.
Put one on top, put another one on at 90 degrees, and just push down, and it flattens it right out on the griddle. Okay, hot, right? So then I only flip it once. Is you let that cook and get that crust.
What are you lubing up the griddle with?
Generally, Old World Olive Company's garlic EVO, because I like a little bit of garlic profile on a burger.
I think they should come out with a bacon EVO.
You know what? Don't think. I have it in my pantry. You should, too. They have it now.
They do?
They do. And
that was totally just
I know, but no, I have it. And I was just down there a week ago and picked up some more stuff.
Oh, my
gosh. And that was one of them.
How do you like it?
Oh, it's good. It's an artificial bacon flavor, but you can taste it in there.
Okay.
But anyway.
Like they make doggy treats out of that kind of bacon.
But anyway, that smash burger, flip it over once and let it caramelize. It's the first side that generally gets that real crispy stuff on it.
Yeah.
When you flip it over to the other side, you don't want to overdo it and cook it to death, right? So then I only get crust on one side of my smash burger, and maybe I'm doing it wrong. I don't know, but I don't like it.
Well,
that
one
second
thing,
side.
One
long
thing
enough.
You could do is when you flip it to a spot that hasn't had a patty on it recently.
Yep, there you go.
Okay,
yeah, and that'll be hotter. All right. Well, we got through preparation. We didn't get through any of the flavors of burgers, so we're going to do that next. Stick with us. We'll be back.